From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A search for a fugitive leads to an arrest in Humboldt County. The Drug Task Force received information on the whereabouts of Rodrigo Moreno Rios. Rios, the primary suspect of a drug trafficking organization that the task force disrupted in September 2018. That group was believed to have been operating in Humboldt County for several years and was responsible for the distribution of multiple pounds of heroin. Rios avoided capture, and a Ramey warrant was issued for his arrest. Agents got word that one of Rios' associates was hiding out in Kern County. Agents followed up on the information and were able to track him to a residence in Bakersfield. They contacted law enforcement officials there and provided them with information within hours. Rios was located and taken into custody on outstanding warrants. He'll be extradited back to Humboldt County for arraignment. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors is assembling a new committee to take a look at climate change and how the county can address it. There are no members as yet, but the Board of Supervisors gave the idea unanimous approval. The panel would track the county's total greenhouse gas emissions and also carbon storage. It could also make recommendations to supervisors about creating future carbon sequestration farms. First District Supervisor Rex Bone introduced the new committee. Arcata is out with a public housing survey you can find at cityofarcata.org. Arcata is working on three major projects and wants community input, including the housing element, setting goals and strategies to meet Arcata's current and future housing needs. The second plan is the local coastal program, examining sea level rise. And the third plan is the Arcata Gateway-specific area plan. That document will create an implementation plan for concentrated infill development and redevelopment, primarily along the K Street corridor. David Hull, general manager of the Humboldt Community Services District since 2013, retired this week, effective immediately. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Hull had spoken about his plans last week and said they were for personal reasons. Hull had been scheduled for a performance evaluation, but submitted his notice just hours before it was to take place. The district board will appoint an interim GM and decide how to proceed with hiring a permanent replacement. And after a fire Wednesday on the 2300 block of Myrtle Avenue in Eureka, officials now putting out word about non-attended cooking. That fire happened about 4 p.m. Crews got to the scene. Officials say never leave your stove on and unattended, even for a few minutes. Cooking fires can spread rapidly out of control. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.